We have a couple quick headlines to cover first today on this Monday after Easter. In fact, the first involves Easter itself, the most significant holy day for the world's Christians. This is how services looked last year in St. Peter's Square at the Vatican. And this is how they looked on Sunday, with Vatican City under the same lockdown as surrounding Italy. Pope Francis, the leader of the Roman Catholic Church, participated in one of many services shown on TV and online as millions of Christians virtually attended church following social distancing guidelines on the day that commemorates Jesus Christ's resurrection. Some churches held drive-through and parking lot services, and some worshipers planned to celebrate in person anyway. And that brought up a number of legal questions and lawsuits in America as issues of health restrictions and religious freedom clash with one another. Many businesses, crucial parts of the U.S. economy, have been shut down for weeks because of coronavirus fears. Unemployed and furloughed workers have fears about making ends meet.
There are a lot of people like me who are just wondering how long this is going to be.
Some help is on the way, though. The first wave of checks, direct payments to Americans from the government's $2 trillion stimulus package, were sent out over the weekend. For those who are eligible, hundreds if not thousands of dollars could arrive in the days and weeks ahead. We don't know yet when the stay-at-home and shelter-in-place orders will be lifted, but the United States has now seen more cases and deaths from coronavirus than any other country. So health officials say removing the restrictions too soon could make things worse.
Most states are not going to reach their peak of coronavirus cases for 1 to 2 weeks. Now remember, why we are doing this lockdown is so that peak doesn't overwhelm what our hospitals can handle.